Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3368 BN. Today's date is June 2nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Right on Schedule, Trump Supporter Riots Pushed, Assassination, Playbook Known, Ready. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems that everything is right on schedule. Think about what they're doing and think about how Trump and the Patriots, they are pretty much setting them all up. And we all knew that they were going to convict Trump. And I do believe Trump, as the victim now, is going to grow in popularity. And yes, I do believe they'll probably send him to prison, maybe for a day or two. Trump will take his pictures, put it on his mugs, and the people will see, wow, Biden, the deep state players, they actually threw their political opponent in jail. And I do believe all of this is feeding into the major plan to take back this country. And probably people are saying, how are we going to do this? Well, you have to remember, going back in time, Trump needed to show the people how corrupt the system really was. So when he came into office, I do believe when he made up the plan, they said, listen, you're not going to be able to do this in 4 years, maybe not even 8 years. It can take probably very close to 12 years and then a little bit longer than that. So Trump, I do believe he devised this plan with the military to actually set everything up, take control of the country in his first term. His second term was to wake everyone up and show the people, look at the criminal syndicate, look at their system, look how corrupt the country is. And if you can't see it, I'm going to exaggerate it to the point where you cannot see it. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening. So think about what he's done here. He's opened up the borders. He's showing that, hey, they want to destroy this country from within. They're lying to the people while the borders are open. They're continually attacking the political opponent, which is Trump. He is now the victim. And they're trying to start a war and crash the economy. Yes, there's many other things that are happening in this country with CRT, DEI, and all that. But the major things, you can see this is exactly what they're trying to do. Now, I do believe in the end what they really want is, yes, they want a war, but they also want a civil war. They want complete and utter chaos because the ultimate goal here for the deep state players is to destroy this country, is to remove the Constitution. And if you're going to infiltrate the country and then attack the country from within, you need the people fighting against those people to have chaos. This way, the outside forces can then attack the country. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, what they have done here is they turn the tables on them because they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do here, and they're going to use it against them every step of the way. And this is exactly what we've been seeing. I do believe they're right on schedule. Just go back a little bit in time. We said eventually what's going to happen is they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to say Trump supporters are rioting. So since Trump was convicted, and I think people are going to get very angry when he's put into jail, I think the deep state players, they're going to try to push this very, very hard to convince the country and the world that Trump supporters are rioting. But it won't be the Trump supporters. It will be Antifa. It will be the Patriot Front Group. It will be the illegals trying to draw the people out into the streets because there will be people that will be dressed up like Trump supporters. And I do believe you're going to see the fake news. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Society discovered diets and rich fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. If not, you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. Will Field of Greens prevent, treat, or cure cancer? Nope. But it's so powerful, it promises that your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. I got 15% off and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22 for your discount. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com. And Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day. And I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. And I just tried the strawberry lemonade. That is my new favorite flavor. And this product has completely improved my life. So go to fieldofgreens.com or click the link in the description. Jump on board, which they've already done. They already published an article saying that Trump supporters are ready for a riot, which is untrue. Now, remember how they do this. It's very easy for people to comment and agent provocateurs to infiltrate and start people talking about it. And I do believe this is exactly what they're doing. But I think in the end, this is going to completely and utterly fall apart on them. Because actually, if you think about it from the side of the Patriots, if you want to find out where the illegals are, you want to find out where Antifa is, well, what do you have them do? You have them come out of the shadows and you have them riot in the streets or gather in many different locations in the streets. That makes it a lot easier to be round up in the end. And I do believe that's exactly what where we're heading. And I think they're right on schedule with all this because we've been told about this a long time ago. Now, the other thing that I do believe that they might attempt is maybe an assassination. We had a couple of posts letting us know that what happens if it's revealed that the FBI, DOJ have been coordinating some type of assassination. And we can see the D's now, they're already screaming and yelling that we need to get rid of the Secret Service detail when Trump is thrown into prison. I think they want to do a Epstein on Trump. Now, do you really think that's going to work? But you could see where their mind is at and you could see where all of this is headed. So think about this. All of this is being played out exactly the way we were told. And I do believe we're going to head down this path and we could see that war is already now being pushed very, very hard. So we have all of these things in play. And now the people, they are now moving to the side of Trump. And as more and more people move to the side of Trump because he's the victim and everyone looks at the victim and goes, wow, I can't believe what they're doing to him. The people are going to rally around him. And in the end, the deep state players, they will have no one left and Trump will have the people. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they've been setting this up from the very, very beginning. This is Trump's second term. The second term is the awakening. The second term is to show the people the criminal syndicate. The second term is to get people awake so they could take back the country. And this is how you create the counterinsurgency to go up against the insurgency. The insurgency is Biden, Obama, and the deep state players. The counterinsurgency is the military. I do believe Trump already got that on November 3rd, completion on January 6th. Now he's just waiting for the people to be on his side. And I don't mean just the Republicans, the independents. I'm talking about the D's. He needs the majority of people on his side. And I do believe that plan is working. And we're going to hear and see more of this. Now, think about the assassination for a sec. What happens if there is an attempt on the victim's life and people hear the shot and the shot is heard around the world? You think this is going to change everything? I do believe so. Do I think Trump is protected? Absolutely. And I do believe this would wake up a lot of people. Think about all the different steps that have been taken to wake up the people of this country. Opening up the borders, showing the people how CRT doesn't work in the schools. It's actually a racist program. Showing people that DEI doesn't work, ESG doesn't work. Showing the people, look, they're crashing the economy. We're no longer energy independent. They're not doing anything to help. Showing the people, look, they're building war up in Ukraine. They're building war up in the Middle East. They're building war up in Taiwan with China. People now see all of this. And people, they're starting to see exactly who the deep state is, what they're trying to do. And it's taken this long to wake up this many people. Remember, people wake up at all different times. And every step of the way, it wakes up people. I do believe the last phase of this is to wake up the D party, to wake them up and to make them understand that, yeah, they're going to bring you to war. They're going to destroy your lives. They're going to destroy your family. And they're going to do all of this to cover up their crimes. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of people wake up, especially if there is an attempt on Trump's life, especially if they throw him into jail, especially if all of this plays out, which I do believe this is exactly what is happening. But I do believe Trump, he wouldn't allow all of this to happen unless he was in control. And I'm talking about control on the higher level to make sure that his life is protected. Now, yes, are you going to see crime in this country? Are you going to see murders in this country? That isn't the responsibility of the military. The responsibility of the military of keeping control is to make sure that we don't have a major disaster here in this country where it kills a lot of people. I do believe that is their mission. Their mission is to keep the country safe from the deep state players. Now, whatever happens on the local level, that's up to local law enforcement, your community, and everything else. So I do believe Trump, he wouldn't be going into this unless he had control. Think about it. He's a billionaire that creates buildings, not like a small little house, very complex, tall skyscrapers. He plans everything out, and he makes sure that everything goes perfectly planned. To take back this country, to wake the people up, you think he's just doing this off the cuff? You really think he didn't have a plan? Of course he did. And he knew that he was going to have to take control of the country, keep the country safe while waking the people up, because otherwise it wouldn't work. And we could see that the plan is working and the military is keeping the country safe. And I do believe we're going to see scare events. It's going to look scary, but I do believe in the end, Trump, the Patriots are in total control. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what happened with Special Counsel Hur, because it looks like the Oversight Committee, they've got some information, and it shows that the White House, they admitted they doctored Biden's criminal transcript. After being forced into federal court by the Oversight Committee, the White House admits they altered evidence to make Biden appear less incompetent. This case has been blown wide open. This is why they didn't want to release the recordings with Biden and Special Counsel Hur, because it would show that he's completely and utterly incompetent. If he's incompetent and he can't stand trial, how in the world is he then the resident? This is what they were trying to hide, but now it shows that he is incompetent. Now, think about this. How did this information get out there? How did people find out this information? Who's trying to remove Biden from this position? I do believe this is a lot of pressure on Biden right now from the Obamas, because they want him to step down on his own. And if he doesn't step down on his own, I do believe they're going to push very, very hard to use the 25th Amendment. And it looks like right now, Biden, he's holding steady because he believes he can win this election. But again, they don't have the cheating mechanisms. They don't have the poll numbers. And the deep state players, they understand this. They understand this is not like 2020. It's a lot worse for them. And they would have to make up a lot of ballots for Biden to win. And they need to try to bring in someone that's halfway decent. And this is going to be very, very difficult for them. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in the Middle East, because we could see that Biden, he's trying to protect the funded terrorists out in Gaza, and that is Hamas. We see funded terrorists in Ukraine. We see funded terrorists in the Middle East, which is Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Yes, they're all run by the CIA, and they've been running it for a very, very long time. And Biden, he put this out on X, and we know it's not him, but this is what he said. Israel has now offered a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. Yesterday, this proposal was transmitted by Qatar to Hamas. Today, I want to lay out the terms for the world. Now, the problem with this is that Israel didn't do this. If you notice, when did Biden decide to release this information? He decided to release it during the Sabbath, so Israel couldn't respond. And once again, he is using this to box in Israel and to make sure that Hamas isn't destroyed or disarmed. That's the entire thing. So Netanyahu issued two separate statements indicating that Biden's proposal was not, in fact, Israel's proposal. And Obama let it slip that the proposal was actually Biden's and not Israel's proposal. Was that done on purpose? Absolutely. Why? Because they're trying to get rid of Obama. And Hamas reacted favorably since the deal would allow the terror group to survive. And you could see this is what they're trying to do. So Joe Obama's ceasefire proposal is designed to give Iran supremacy in the Middle East and cause death and destruction and keep Hamas intact. But I do believe this entire plan was set up to actually show that Biden lied once again. And again, this is going to put a lot of pressure on Biden to step down. I think this is what Obama has been trying to do for a very long time, because he knows he needs to get Biden out of the way. Think about the people right now. And think about the D's. Do you think the D's are all for Biden? No, they're not. 27% have said if we need to replace Biden, who should we replace Biden with? 27% said nobody. 20% said Michelle Obama. So if they're not for Biden and he's losing the people and those people, the same D's, are not for Trump because he's the bad orange man, they're lost, aren't they? Most of these people are lost. So where do they go? Think about it for a second. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But you can see that the Biden administration, the deep state players, they are pushing war, and this is right on schedule. Trump mentioned this a long time ago, that he would be able to talk to Ukraine, Russia, and all the players and stop World War III because he knows the players. Kaneko the Great put this out on X and said, Biden 2022, we won't send long-range missiles to Ukraine because we don't want to start a new war with Russia. Biden 2023, we're sending long-range missiles to Ukraine. Biden 2024, we're allowing Ukraine to use American long-range missiles to strike Russia. What happened to not wanting to start a war with Russia? Well, we always knew they were going to start a war with Russia because why? They need to cover up their crimes. How do you cover it up? You need an event. Think about 9/11. Remember when that money was missing in the Pentagon? Rumsfeld was out there saying, yeah, the day before, I don't know where it went. And all of a sudden we had an event. Did anyone even talk about it afterwards? Absolutely not. The same thing's happening right now. They're going to use an event to try to cover all this. And I do believe Trump, he wants them to go down this path because he can counter all of it very, very easily with peace. Once Trump is elected and he has peace, everything they're trying to do falls apart. But again, we got to get there before Trump can have peace. People need to elect Trump before we can have peace. And I do believe that is definitely coming. But you can see in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, he just shot off a massive missile launch. And he's showing South Korea, look, we're ready for you. And if you notice, Kim Jong-un is becoming more and more bold as time goes on. Remember, Trump had peace. They weren't shooting off missiles like this. Trump walked across the DMZ. He had peace with Kim Jong-un, brought Kim Jong-un across the DMZ to South Korea. Now we have a massive missile launch. I do believe this tells you everything you need to know. And think about it. This is what they tried to do to Trump. They tried to have Trump start World War III. They wanted North Korea to continually fire the missiles. They wanted war on his watch because actually they were going to have war with Hillary Clinton. So they tried to push war under Trump. They thought the optics would be great. But now everything has been turned on them. Trump is using the 16-year plan on them. They are now responsible for the economy. They're responsible for the open borders. They're responsible for war that is approaching. And what's very interesting is it looks like cyber attacks are going to be the kickoff, most likely, to World War III. And this is coming from NATO. They're saying that a large-scale state-sponsored attack on NATO, any member, could trigger the bloc's Article 5 Collective Defense Clause and result in a military response. And this is coming from NATO's Military Committee Admiral Rob Bauer. So he's letting everyone know, and he's letting everyone know that the Allies agreed that if there is a physical attack, yes, it kicks off Article 5. But if there is a cyber attack, that will also kick off Article 5. So they're already building the narrative for a cyber attack to start a war. And think about what the World Economic Forum has told us going back in time, that they expect a cyber attack in the next 2 years or so. And that was almost 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more. So that tells you everything you need to know. And you could see they are now building up the narrative. They already put the message out that, yes, this would happen. So when you think of a cyber attack, it's not just going to happen in the United States. They're going to do the cyber attack throughout the world, just like they released the virus and they said, oh, the world is now experiencing a plandemic. So they're going to do the same thing with the cyber attack, and they love to use invisible events. Think about it for a second. The virus was invisible. Did you see it? Did you touch it? Did you know you have it? No, you didn't. The only thing that told you that it even existed was this PCR test that really didn't pick up the virus. Didn't tell you really had it because it was false positives. Actually, the creator of the PCR test said it really doesn't work for COVID. But if you remove the PCR test and you looked around at that time, would you know that anyone had it? You wouldn't. And would you know that anyone was dying from it? You wouldn't. And the only reason you knew is because the hospitals reported that people were dying, even though they weren't dying from COVID. They just had a fake test to tell you that someone had COVID, but they actually died of something else and the hospitals got paid. People thought people were getting it because the test showed they were getting it. And when you took the bioweapon, COVID was included with that nice little bioweapon, and people would always test positive for COVID. That is already proven. And we could see this is the only way they were able to convince the people that, yes, it was here. Because otherwise, if you stripped out of the way, you wouldn't see it. And people go, well, I know people. No, you knew people that got the flu. You knew people that got something. You don't know if it was COVID. Again, if this was truly a pandemic, you know all the homeless people that have compromised immune systems? They'd be dead all over the place. You see flatbed trucks picking them up. You didn't see it. They lied to the people. And now, with a cyber attack, which is invisible, if the lights go out, do you really know it's a cyber attack? If the water systems are hit, do you really know it's a cyber attack? No. You only know is because, the only way you know is because they're telling you that's what's happening. And this is what they do. This is why they use these invisible events on a worldwide scale, because they're very, very easy to control. They're very, very easy to convince the people because it's done with information. And they're going to try to scare the people once again. Same thing with the bird flu. Just by saying, oh, the birds or the chickens or the cattle have it, and they just kill all the chickens, puppy go, oh my God, it's the bird flu. Look, all the chickens have it. Do they really have it? Really think about it. Think about how they can trick the population. But Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know they're going to go down this path. We were told this from the very, very beginning, and we can see it's already happening. But look what's happening out in Hungary. Viktor Orban is leading thousands in Budapest on a pro-peace rally against the war in Ukraine. So he's pushing peace. Trump is pushing peace. And there's going to be a lot of other world leaders that are going to push peace. Actually, this is going to play right into Trump's plan, because once he's elected and you have world leaders saying, hey, Trump, even though you're not inaugurated, you need to negotiate peace because we're on the precipice of war. I do believe the world leaders and the people of this country are going to say, yes, we know you're not inaugurated. You're not president yet because you haven't been sworn in, but we need someone to take charge. We need someone to control the situation. And think about it. If Biden is forced out and Kamala is the acting president and the vice president at the same time, and we're heading towards war, even though you have another candidate running, do you think the people are going to trust the administration? Or are they going to want someone that is strong, someone that can have peace through strength? You could see how this is all going to play out. And you could see that we're quickly approaching it. I mean, we're already in the month of June now. And I do believe during the summer months, this is when everything is going to get really hot. And I do believe it's going to heat up as we get closer and closer to August. And you can see they're already planning the narrative of Trump supporters rioting. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's been happening with Fauci, because remember, he was under oath and he let everyone know that social distancing was fake science, mask mandates was fake science, vax mandates questionable, lab leak not a conspiracy theory, gain of function, word game still lying, Fauci memory loss over 100 times. Millions lost everything from this fraudster. And that's exactly what people are now seeing. And you can see the deep state players, Big Pharma and the rest, they don't like it that people now are pushing back against the bioweapon. No matter what vaccine they put out there, it's going to be the same bioweapon for the bird flu, for anything else. And remember, there are cures for the virus. All you got to do is get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, D3, and your immune system. And that protects the people. But again, they're going to be going after the anti-vaxxers. And you can see Tedros, who's the head of the WHO, he's already letting everyone know this. He says, I think it's time to be more aggressive in pushing back on anti-vaxxers. I think they use COVID as an opportunity. And you know all the havoc they're creating. What havoc is that? All the anti-vaxxers, why are they alive? Why do we have millions and millions of people who didn't take the vaccine? Why are they still alive? Shouldn't they be all dead with all the super spreaders, with everything that was going on? Shouldn't every single one of those people that didn't take the bioweapon, should they be dead right now? How come they're not? Ask yourself a simple question. Talk about our health. You guys know I always look out for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product brand, Armra Colostrum. It got thousands upon thousands of five-star reviews and really life-changing testimonials from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, powers fitness, performance, and recovery, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra Colostrum is premium bovine colostrum concentrate and unlike any other product on the market. It is uniquely optimized for a human health, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We've worked out an exclusive offer for my audience. Lock in a special limited time monthly auto ship rate of $99 and get a free starter kit on your first order. This kit includes an Armra carafe and travel pack to kickstart your transformation. Go to tryarmra.com/x22 to get this exclusive order or just click the link in the description. Because they hid the fact that natural immunity works. They hid the fact that this wasn't as dangerous as they said. They hid it from the people so the people would stick this bioweapon into their arms. This time around, it's not going to work. So what are they going to do? They're going to start ramping all of this up. And we can see that's exactly what they're doing right now. CBS News put this out and said some 4.8 million doses of flu vaccine are now being prepared for use in response to the growing U.S. outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, H5N1. So let's see. They're going to use the flu vaccine for this? Oh, are they going to include the mRNA and all the other stuff in this vaccine? Well, they're not going to tell you. And again, do you really need it? No, you don't. Wall Street Silver responded to this on X and said, the election is coming. If the Trump convictions don't work, there is always plan B for a new plandemic. Are you ready to comply again? Wear a mask, get your experimental mRNA drug and booster and unlimited mail-in ballots for everyone? No, I don't think the people are on board with this. I think people are going to fight back. And you can see that they're going to lose in the end. The people now are hardened. They're no longer just taking their word for it. And no one should ever take the word from the government. The government should have to prove it with peer-reviewed documentation. And they should allow the other scientists to question everything and have the government prove it, have the CDC prove it, the FDA prove it. And if you notice, they don't want the other scientists to question them. That's why they censored them during COVID. And now I think people are starting to see this. Remember, their whole motto, and I'm talking about the deep state motto, don't question COVID, our science, the climate change, if the elections were rigged, or the conviction of Trump. Don't you ever question us. If you do, you're an extremist. So they're telling the people of this country, don't you ever question what we do. And you know what? The people now are seeing who the true dictators are. And now the people, they get it. Just like they're getting that all these indictments, they're all made up. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players. All of this is not going to work, especially with everything that they're pushing. And the Jack Smith case, that's going to be a tough one for the people. Because they're looking at Biden going, well, didn't this guy have the classified documents? He was a vice president, broke the law. He was a senator, he broke the law. Trump could say, well, you know what? I don't remember either. You know what? I don't remember any of this. So you can't press charges. Can he use the same excuse as Biden? Biden's still the resident. Isn't that interesting? But Julie Kelly put this out on X and said, Jack Smith just filed another motion seeking a gag order on Donald Trump in the documents case. Judge Cannon on Tuesday denied without prejudice his similar motion filed a week ago for Smith's violation of court rules requiring both sides to confer prior to filing any motion. Smith continues to claim without evidence that Trump's comments about the unprecedented incognito arm raid of Mal endangers law enforcement agents involved in the case. All names redacted in court filings. Smith included Trump's May 25th True Social post, posted the day after Smith filed his first gag order motion as evidence of the alleged continued threat. Here is Bratt's certification that, unlike last week, he conferred with defense before filing the motion. In addition to warning Smith that she would impose sanctions if he again violated court rules, Cannon said the motion raised substantive and or constitutional questions. So once again, Smith is trying but is continually failing every step of the way. And we know that the presidential immunity case is going to be heard by the end of June. Now, once again, if the Supreme Court knows that the president has immunity and there's really no question about it, why doesn't the Supreme Court just come out and say it? Why are they waiting so long? You really need to think about this. Why would they wait so long? Why would they wait till the end of June? I mean, they already had it for a month or so. If it's that clear cut, they could make their ruling saying, you know something? No, he has immunity. That's that. And go on their way. Or is something else happening? Well, we'll have to wait and see. And we'll have to see what happens. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see with the conviction of Trump, and we know it's a fake case, we know he's going to appeal the case. He's going to go up to the appellate court in New York, bring it up to the Supreme Court in New York. And then if they don't rule in his favor, he's going to bring it up to the Supreme Court of the United States. It's all going to be overturned. There will be no conviction. They'll say the case should never have been brought. Then Trump's going to turn around and saying, you know what? I'm going after these people because, again, they violated my constitutional rights. There was no case. And they knowingly did something that they knew was against the law. And I do believe he's going to go after most of these individuals. But you can see the deep state players, they are now forming their narrative of what they're going to do with all of this. Alex Soros put this out and said, Democrats should refer to Trump as a convicted felon at every opportunity. Repetition is the key to a successful message, and we want people to wrestle with the notion of hiring a convicted felon for the most important job in the country. Wait a minute. Who else said that if you tell a lie often enough, people believe it's the truth? Oh, that's right. It was the Nazis. So Alex Soros is following in the footsteps of the Nazis, if you really think about it. Richard Barris responded to this and said, and there it is. Just funny how he's pretending as if he just came up with the original thought yesterday. This was Daddy's plan from the jump. In reality, Soros bought this narrative years ago. Absolutely. And think about what Biden said. And this is actually very interesting. He said, the Supreme Court tried to block me from relieving student debt, but they didn't stop me. So wait a minute. Biden went against the rule of law, and he's saying I'm above the law. And then in another post on X, he says, no one is above the law. Wait, what? So he didn't follow the law. He's saying he's above the law, and now he's saying nobody's above the law. But what's very interesting is Community Notes corrected him on X, and they said, this post is misleading since millions of illegal immigrants have not been held responsible for illegal entry and on Biden's watch. Other examples, the person who left cocaine in the Biden White House wasn't indicted, and the Biden admin hasn't indicted any of Epstein's clients. Interesting, isn't it? But you could see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to use this narrative, but it's not going to work. The people aren't going to believe it. Actually, what they're going to do is they're going to show the people that they have planned this from the very beginning. You could tell by Biden when he smirked when the reporter was asking him questions. Now people are really getting it. But again, I do believe Trump needs to take this to the next level. He has to actually show himself in prison. Remember, he's the victim, and showing that the resident threw his political opponent in prison. What do you think is going to happen? The people are going to rush to his side. And we'll be talking about what his lawyer said in just a sec. But first, the Biden camp, they are now saying, well, you know something? Since he was convicted, this should prove that he can't be president. Actually, it shows the opposite. It shows that he'll stand up to the deep state. He's an outsider. He'll take every sling and arrow. He'll go to prison just to show the people this is how you fight against a criminal syndicate. Scott Adams put this out and said, the brainwashed believe Trump has done lots of crimes, and yet, for some reason, Democrat stooges still had to create a crime out of nothing to bring him to court. What about all those real ones? Everything Democrats believe is imaginary. Everything. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, after sitting for 5 weeks through the rigged trial in Lower Manhattan, which was surrounded by a vast but unnecessary number of New York's finest in order to keep law-abiding MAGA patriots away, and as I watched insignificant numbers of fully funded radical left troublemakers with brand new and gleaming professional-made signs screaming and cursing from areas said to be closed to us and all others, I realized that reason, truth, and love for our country is no longer a force of good and change. These are dark days in America. And once again, he's talking about Antifa. He's talking about these people that are paid Asian provocateurs. They got their fresh new signs, they're out there, and they did it on purpose. Why? So the fake news could have those shots. But the whole thing is completely and utterly falling apart. Everyone knows that the judge is corrupt, and everyone knows that the daughter was accepting donations from all the D's. And Kash Patel, he put this out on Truth. He said, Congress, subpoena the bank records for Merchant's daughter. Find out how much money she has made for her family since her father unlawfully stayed on the case and how much money she will make as a direct result of the unconstitutional verdict. In case you need a jurisdictional hook, Bragg's office receives federal funds from DOJ to administer justice. Get on it. And while you're at it, subpoena Bragg and get all docs from his Biden White House meetings. Absolutely. And that's exactly what they should do. And you can see the DC Republicans, they're really angry. So you know what they did? They fired off some strong letters. Is that going to do anything? Absolutely not. Mike Lee put this out and said, strongly worded statements are not enough. Those who turn our judicial system into a political cudgel must be held accountable. We are no longer cooperating with any Democrat legislative priorities or nominations, and we invite all concerned senators to join our stand. Absolutely. Stop funding. Stop everything. That's what they should do at this point. Show them that Congress and those true patriots do not agree. Now, like we said before, I do believe Trump needs to finish this and show that the resident actually threw his political opponent in prison. And Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, believes that the sentencing for Trump following Thursday's verdict could result in jail time. Blanche anticipates that due to the prominence and highly publicized nature of the case, the sentencing could be contentious, and that while the president's legal team will argue for now jail time, it is a possibility. So they would have to clear the prisons. They would have to move everyone aside, bring in the Secret Service, and have Trump in prison. Now, as soon as he appeals, I do believe they're going to release Trump. And actually, if you go back a little bit in time, Trump said he's prepared and ready to go to the clink, which means he can spend a day or two in prison. And I do believe this will finish everything off and show the people, look, they just threw the political prisoner in prison. And now we are truly a banana republic where a dictator controls the country. The dictator throws the political opponent in prison. The dictator needs to cheat because they can't win any other way. And that's the only reason they're doing this, because they know they can't beat Trump. They know he has the people. They know that their cheating system will not override the amount of people that are going to vote for Trump. So the only way to win is to get rid of him. Think about that. The only way to win is to get rid of him. And if the indictments don't work, what's the next step? We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Kyle Becker, he put this out on X, and this is Maria Bartiromo speaking with the Republican congressman, and he has a great idea here. Let's move the RNC to July 4th. What are they so afraid of? Why are they so afraid of Trump? Well, because they know that he can win and he's going to take back the presidency and he will change the corruption in the deep state. He knows that the deep police state, just like when they tried to hire 87,000 armed IRS agents, they're trying to increase their powers and try to violate our constitutional rights and liberties. He knows that the rest of the left and the rest of the deep state knows he's going to clean house. Republican Congressman Corey Mills believes that the RNC should move its convention so Trump can be nominated on July 4th, Independence Day. This would be a week before Judge Merchant sentencing after Trump was found guilty of 34 charges in a political show trial in Manhattan. And that would be very, very interesting if it's actually moved. But once again, if it's moved, do you really see the election interference? I do believe the people need to see the election interference because that's exactly what it is. But since this is all happening, we're starting to see a lot more people, very, very wealthy people, that are in favor of Trump. A lot of leaders around the world that are in favor of Trump. Billionaire hedge fund manager and longtime Democratic Party donor Bill Ackman is set to endorse Trump in the 2024 presidential election. And Trump, he raised almost $53 million in 24 hours. That tells you everything you need to know. And yes, world leaders, they're rushing to Trump's defense after their guilty verdict. We have Nigel Farage, Keir Starmer, who is the Britain's opposition Labour Party. We have, of course, Viktor Orban. We have Matteo Salvini, the current deputy prime minister of Italy. They are now all on his side. Now, really think about this as this plays out. Since he has the world leaders coming to his side, are the world leaders, are they going to call on Trump to have peace when war starts? I do believe so. And we're starting to see this all now form. I do believe that once Trump wins the election and we see war, we're on the precipice of war. I do believe you're going to see the people, the world leaders, they're all going to come to Trump to say, you know something? You need to negotiate peace because Kamala Harris, she's a complete nut job as acting president. She can't do anything. She can't even come out and do anything. Every time she opens her mouth, it gets worse and worse. And I do believe the people are going to see this. The people are going to understand this, especially as we approach the presidential election. Because if they do take out Biden and Kamala is the acting president, or if they keep Biden in there, do you think either of them can handle it? Or will people look at this going, okay, there is no hope here. They're going to destroy the world. They can't do any of this. That's what people are going to see. But you can see Biden's not going to give up. You can see he's now laying the groundwork to actually have some type of black swan, some type of surprise. And they're already building the narrative that the apprentice, the actual producer of the apprentice, says that his NDA is running out and he has tape of Trump saying the N word. Now, we know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to use AI to make it look like Trump is saying the N word. And yes, down the line, what's going to happen? You're going to realize that, again, they just pulled a fast one. But they're going to actually build this up. Remember, they said this going all the way back to 2016. So if they really had these tapes, why didn't they pull them out? Everyone's going, well, if he has an NDA. Really? Do you really think they cared about that? No, they would have leaked them out. They would have done it a lot. They would have done it in 2016. They would have done it in 2020. They would have done it by now. Why didn't they? Because it's all made up just like everything else. But really think about this. The people right now are actually lost, especially the D's. The Republicans are. The independents, most of them are not lost. They know they want Trump. But if you look at the D's right now, they're lost. They don't want Biden and they can't bring themselves to vote for Trump. This is where Obama thinks that he can bring in Michelle Obama, which I do believe most likely will happen. I do believe he thinks he can fill that void and have these people say, okay, at least we have a candidate now. We're no longer lost. But I think this is going to break down over time because what's going to happen is information is going to be coming out about the Obamas and we're going to be heading into a period of where the economy is going to be crashing and we're going to be heading to war. Now, once again, we're going to have Trump saying, listen, I can have peace. It's going to be that simple. All you got to do is vote for me. And I think this is going to backfire on the deep state players. They're going to realize that the people are not buying Michelle Obama. And as the evidence pours out against the Obamas, this is going to be very, very difficult for them. But you could see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what are they doing? They're building the narrative. Reuters put out an article and it says Trump supporters call for riots and violent retribution after verdict. So they're using Trump's words. They're trying to convince everyone that everyone's talking about rioting. And we've talked about this before. The Trump supporters are not going to be out there rioting. And what did they do? They combed through all the different comments. I mean, they went to the Gateway Pundit. They went to True Social Platform to figure out who is talking about having rioting. And if they couldn't find anyone, they had certain bots and other individuals who were paid to put those comments out there. And you know what they found? Like one or two people. So they're bringing this out there on purpose because they're trying to start a civil war. Now, if they can't get the Trump supporters out there by putting out the articles like this and building the narrative, they will use their own people to try to lure the people out there. That is the Patriot Front Group. That is Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters. It's illegals dressed up as Trump supporters. They want a battle on the streets. Don't fall for it. This is what they're trying to do. They want a civil war. Just recently, the movie Civil War came out. Coincidence? I think not. But Greg Price, he put this out on X and said, Biden, what do you think Trump would have done if black Americans had stormed the Capitol? I don't think he'd be talking about pardons. This is the same guy who wanted to tear gas you as you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. And then we have Skeptic Stoic put this out and say, oh yeah, this was a protest burning gas station. Oh, this was a protest burning stores. Oh, this is a protest burning limousine. Oh, this is a protest. Oh, DC burning. And the riot, we have some guy sitting in the office in the Capitol. Really think about that for a second. And again, Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to try to do. And remember, this entire time, the deep state's entire mission is to get rid of Trump. And think about what they have done since 2016. When all else fails, what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to assassinate him. I do believe this is why Tucker Carlson continually says it. I think we all know it in the back of our minds. And again, Trump, if he was going to expose the deep state, expose their system, and let the people see it, he had to do it under a controlled situation. And I do believe the military is controlling the situation and keeping Trump safe. And yes, will most likely there'll be an attempt. It will look real. It will look pretty scary. But again, what happens when this happens? Trump is the victim. All of a sudden, you're going to find out probably through FBI text messages, DOJ emails, that they were behind this somehow, some way. But Biden, he put this out and said, Trump is threatening our democracy. First, he questioned our election system. Then he questioned our judicial system. And now you can stop him. So yes, he's telling you to vote. But listen to what he's saying. You can't question anything. That's what a dictator says. Sean Davis responded to this and said, if you think they're above killing their political opposition, you need to wake up and realize what time it is. And you could see that there are representatives in Congress who are installed, like Representative Benny Thompson. They proposed the denying infinite security and government resources allocated towards convicting an extremely dishonorable, disgraced former Protectees Act, which means let's get rid of the Secret Service while Trump is in prison. That is what they're trying to do. Actually, they're trying to do an Epstein on Trump. And Blueprint, he put this out on Telegram. He says, four known assassination attempts while Trump was president. Points to 2017 Newsweek, and it says the following. And this is actually from 2018. Donald Trump assassination attempt by ISIS operatives was foiled by Secret Service last year. Then Blueprint points to 2017, and it says, Trump treason, penalty of treason is death. Had they succeeded in framing him for treason, zero doubt they would have executed him. And then Blueprint is pointing to another article. It says FBI sting nabs jihadists who sought to attack White House with anti-tank rocket. So yes, will they make an attempt? Absolutely. Joe Rambo on X put this out and said, so the boss has now been falsely attacked and ridiculed. He has now had an election stolen from him. He has been politically persecuted, prosecuted, and convicted. Could the unifying black swan event be an assassination attempt? My intent is not to instill fear, but rather the opposite. Points to post 572, and it says, the shot heard around the world, the Great Awakening, a week to remember. Then points to post 661, POTUS is safe, protected by the Patriots. And that would be the shot heard around the world. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I am the political prisoner of a failing nation, but I'll soon be free November 5th and make America great again. Absolutely. And he will be free because the people, they're going to vote for him. He's going to be the president. And justice, the next phase of this plan, comes into focus. Really think about this for a sec. Now, Trump, he was out in Newark, New Jersey. He was at a UFC fight, and the crowd started to chant USA, USA, USA. And this video is 12 seconds long that Scavino put out. And this points to post 12, October 29, 2017. Military intelligence reference above is the absolute biggest inside drop this board will ever receive. Now think about why Antifa plays right into the plan. Always ahead, good guys are winning. Think about the riots that are coming. Who do you think is going to be rioting? Antifa, the illegals. Then Trump, he put this out on Truth, we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. And this video is 43 seconds long, and that's pointing to post 43, and it says the following. These crumbs are not meant to scare anyone, but merely inform. Resistance will be dealt with swiftly. The core focus is removing entrenched and fortified bad actors within our federal government, past and present, as well as others. Simply be diligent. Phone numbers will be provided if you witness an uprising or other domestic violence in addition to 911. Any military scene is for your protection as well as to demonstrate our resolve. Watch for confirmations tomorrow. And think about it. This is put out on November 2nd, 2017. When's the election? On the 5th. Do you think there's going to be riots? Do you think the National Guard's going to be called up? Do you think they're going to be able to work with the Marines? Do you think you'll see the military because the country is attacked with a cyber attack? Absolutely. So do I believe the plan is going as planned? Absolutely. Trump, the Patriots, they're letting us know what to expect. And we've known for a very long time, going back in time, that they were going to try to bring forth riots, start a civil war, trying to say that the Trump supporters were angry. Now think about it. If they delay the elections, are they going to try to push this argument? Yes. Conviction, in prison, shooting, trying to assassinate Trump, and then delaying the elections. Are they going to try to build the narrative to say the Trump supporters are angry? That's why they're out on the streets. Trump, the Patriots, they're setting them up. This is the counterinsurgency. The military and the people and Trump going after the deep state. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.